a perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear him down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
Once you've satisfied your hunger, get ready for more of the hottest casino games in Vegas. Our 24-hour, 30-table, non-smoking poker room proudly hosts all the most popular poker games with a variety of betting limits. Visit the poker room for a schedule of daily tournaments. Whether you're going to hold 'em or fold 'em, the best place for poker is at South Point Casino. You'll notice that our craps tables are usually the loudest in the casino. If you've never played, join one of our free craps lessons to find out what makes this game so exciting. Check with the craps dealer for schedules and give it a roll. Bingo is also an exciting way to spend your time. We offer 7 sessions of bingo every day.
Bingo!
And each session includes a cash ball jackpot, 12 bingo games, a progressive double action game, and a $10,000 bonus coverall. Electronic units are available. If you haven't played bingo with us, give it a try today. Guests can also get in on the action at our one-of-a-kind race and sports books. 2 separate rooms designed to maximize your experience and comfort. Our sports book, with over 400 seats, puts you right in the middle of the action, 24 hours a day.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettit. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
We'll be right back.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we begin another racing week covering the great sport of Kings, Las Vegas style, here at our South Point studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. We welcome you to the show. And, of course, I want to remind you that you can get us on the YouTube simulcasting app. All you got to do is hit YouTube, get on YouTube, put in the search bar South Point Studio, and you'll get to the page, click us, and you can see and hear us right here on the YouTube South Point Studios simulcasting network. And we welcome you to the show today. And, of course, we welcome all of the other folks that are listening on all the other platforms that include our local radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, follow those dots. And, of course, and you can get us, of course, on your devices, your iPhones or your Androids with the apps. KSHP app will provide you the radio station signal. And, of course, the YouTube app will provide you the pictures and sound over the YouTube signal. And, of course, that can be had on your iPhone or Android at your app stores. And, of course, anywhere else you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show. All right. Today is the week that we will ramp up to Saturday when we will be having breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the book because we will go from the beach to the spa, from the spa to the beach, when we really kick into the summertime racing from Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf, and at Saratoga in upstate New York. Of course, Saratoga will be the first one up. And then we'll roll right into Del Mar. So everybody who's been chomping at the bit, waiting in Southern California since the end of Los Alamitos, will get ready for the opening day at Del Mar on Saturday. So get your handicapping, get your racing form and your pens ready. Get your speed ratings ready. Get your Ouija board ready, whatever you got to do, and get ready for some great handicapping as we roll up to the weekend. And, of course, this weekend, although there will be Del Mar and Saratoga popping in for the first time this year on Saturday, the eyes of the world may very well, racing world, may very well be at the shores of New Jersey at Monmouth Park when they run the Haskell Stakes and a whole bunch of other stakes races there. On Saturday at Monmouth Park for Haskell Day, there'll be six stakes races overall on the big extensive racing card that day. Three grade threes, one grade two, and of course the grade one Haskell. That will be a Breeders' Cup win in your win race. They're drawing for the Haskell a little bit later on today, and that's going to be a hell of an expected field there that it might include Fierceness, Durnock, etc. So we'll be waiting for that race. I think it's a $1 million race, so there's big bucks on the line for that. And, of course, the other stakes races as well on a big, big day of racing at Monmouth Park. Colonial Downs will have four $125,000 stakes races. Del Mar, of course, will have two stakes races on its opening day on Saturday. The traditional opening day feature, the Oceanside, which is the first of the three race series in the Del Mar Derby series, all on the turf course. The Oceanside and another grade two on the card as well. Saratoga will feature the Coaching Club American Oaks, the grade one for the three-year-old fillies, and the entries in that race. It's not going to be a lot, but you're going to have for Torpedo Anna among the race, the $500,000 Coaching Club American Oaks. There'll be five overall in the race, so Torpedo Anna will see four other competitors in that Coaching Club American Oaks, a very prestigious race to be held at Saratoga. There'll be another grade three on the line there. And Woodbine Racecourse will have four stakes races that will include the Plate Trial and the Oaks. You got the King's Plate Trial and the Woodbine Oaks, along with another grade two and a grade three there. So we're ramping it up for another great weekend of racing, that's for sure. And we'll start out, of course, with a great racing card today at Saratoga, except for the fact that they tell me, and Jonathan Hardoon texted me late last night, there was a horrendous storm that went through Saratoga last night. I mean, a storm that dumped a lot of rain in a short period of time. Now, it has cleared up, but because of that torrential downpour that happened over the Saratoga racecourse last night, there will be no turf racing today. And, of course, that will involve the big stakes race of the day, which was a steeplechase stakes race, the A.P. Smithwick Memorial. This was a grade one for $150,000 over the hurdles. And because they're not racing on the turf course, and it could be very dangerous to go over hurdles with a soft turf course, they have canceled the A.P. Smithwick Memorial stakes race today. It will be rescheduled. The other turf races that are coming off the turf include the fifth race from a mile and 16th on the inner turf course, now at a mile on the main. The sixth race at 5.5 furlongs on the main from the turf course at the corresponding distance. And the eighth race, which was the New York Stallion Series Stakes, the Statue of Liberty division, that was scheduled for three-year-old fillies in that race. It was scheduled at a mile on the inner turf course. They'll now run that at a mile on the main track, and that mile, of course, on the main track at Saratoga has that little tilted mile chute there. So keep that in mind for the New York Stallion Series today. And the last race, a maiden claimer, goes from the Mellon turf course to the main track from a mile and 16th on that turf course to now a flat mile, again off of that chute. For the ninth and final race. So those are the updates today at Saratoga. And you know what happens with the turf races? There'll be quite a few scratches, that's for sure. No doubt about that, off of the turf in those races. All right. Other news that hit the boards over the weekend, the New York Racing Association betting mechanism, their betting platform, the NYRA Bets, will now be taking over for all of the New Jersey racing accounts. So now when you're in New Jersey, you'll be betting through the New York Racing Association, the NYRA Bets app. So they have taken over the New Jersey simulcast wagering there as far as that app is concerned. The Jim Dandy Field is starting to take shape, seize the gold, and batten down are among the ones going in the Jim Dandy, which is, of course, Saratoga's prep race for Saratoga's Midsummer Derby, the Traverse Stakes, that will come up later on in next month. So the Jim Dandy is starting to take its field there. And we want to congratulate, by the way, there will be no racing at Sacramento Fair. There will be no racing at the Sacramento Fair on Friday. Again, they canceled another racing card at Sacramento, the Sacramento Fair, because of the lack of entries. So they had a schedule to run on Friday, but they won't because they have lack of entry, so no racing at the SAC Fair on Friday. And yesterday, Parks Racing canceled because of the bad weather that went through there. So there was no racing at Parks Racing yesterday, but they are planning to go today. All right. Congratulations to Eric Asmussen, one of the offspring of Mr. Steve Asmussen. He's breeding not only good racehorses, but jockeys as well. He is an apprentice, Eric Asmussen, an apprentice. He won 48 races at Lone Star Park and won the Lone Star Park riding title there that closed over the weekend. So congratulations to Eric Asmussen, 48 for him. The next highest jockey in the standings there was Harry Hernandez with 36. And Eric will now go and apply his riding to Ellis Park. He'll be going to Ellis Park and riding there as well. And we want to congratulate Pandagate, who was third in the United Arab Emirates Derby on, the big racing day there for the big race there at UAE. He was third in that race, hasn't started since then in March, but he won the New York Derby at Finger Lakes on Monday. So there you have it. A horse that ran third in the UAE Derby goes to Finger Lakes and wins the New York Derby there. All right. We have Jonathan Hardoon standing by. He's going to give us the latest on what's going on at Saratoga as far as the weather is concerned, etc. Hey, I think he's got a soapbox, too. We'll wait and see. Rich Engleby along with us. John Lindo, of course. He has his Lindo report today for Saratoga, and Jerry Jackowitz as well. And so without any further ado, we're going to go to our first break. And when we come back, well, we'll start our usual, going into the racing menu, and then our handicappers as well. So we're just getting started on this racing week here from Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
C
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. We're cooling off a little bit here in Vegas, okay? As far as the weather is concerned, at least a little bit anyhow. Right now it's 92 degrees outside here in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 111. Of course, we went through, you know, that patch where we were at 116, 118. One day we got up to 120, which was the all-time record a week ago Sunday. So now it's starting to cool off a little. The temperatures are going to be raised up, though, by the weekend, and we'll be under another heat warning on Saturday and Sunday, just in case you're planning on coming up and joining us here this weekend here in Las Vegas. It's going to be another excessive heat warning there. But for today, we're just going to top out at 111, and I'll say it, and I'll keep saying it, stay hydrated. Stay hydrated, that's for sure. As far as the temperatures around the country, Phoenix, Arizona today is going to get up to 112, and that seems to be the hot spot in the nation. New York, 91. Boston, 93. Miami, 89. Chicago, 81. And, of course, let's see where Dallas, Texas might be. 97 in Dallas, Texas today. So Southern California's got 85 degrees, but there's no racing in Southern California right now. Looking ahead at what happened, just a little small recap of what happened Sunday at Saratoga. The featured quick call stakes at 5.5 furlongs on the turf was won by Star of Mystery, who scratched out to go in this race and won it under Flavian Pratt. Pratt was getting his second win of the day. And yes, it's Godolphin and Charlie Appleby again. So Star of Mystery wins for Godolphin and Charlie Appleby. He was the favorite, paid $3.30. Along with Pratt, Tyler Gaffleone and Javier Castellano had a couple of wins also on Sunday. And That's just about it for the recap, that's for sure. All right, looking ahead to today's weather, as far as today's weather is concerned, it looks like it's going to be okay. Really nothing to report throughout the nation. A little bit of action going on between Arkansas and Missouri, but that's about it. So it should be good racing around the country as far as the racetracks are concerned, except, of course, for Saratoga. It's a beautiful day now, but that drenched that Saratoga overnight, causing the first race, the AP Smithwick, to be canceled, and all the turf races transferred to the main track. All right, here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. I want to remind you that the first post-entry broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. We are in Las Vegas, Nevada. That is the Pacific time zone. And we will. These will be the first post-times that roll out in our racebooks today. So if you're here in Las Vegas, or certainly in the Pacific time zone, no problem. If you're in any other the time zones that we cover the world with our simulcasting and, of course, our platforms, got to adjust. Adjust wherever you're at to the Pacific time zone. You won't miss anything then, like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Delaware Park. Delaware Park has a first post time of 9:30. Following that, we go to Belterra Park. Belterra Park has a first post time of 9:35. They have a super high five carryover at Belterra today of $4,497. First post time, 9:35. Then we go to Parks Racing. Parks Racing canceled yesterday, but they are in operation today. Their first post time is at 9:40. 9:40 first post at Parks. Their pick five jackpot carryover, $80,524. That's their pick five jackpot carryover. First post time is at 9:40. Following that, we go to Finger Lakes in upstate New York. Finger Lakes has a first post time of 10 a.m., and they've got a regular pick six carryover today at Finger Lakes of $2,401. First post time, Finger Lakes, is at 10 a.m. Then we go to Saratoga. Saratoga, we'll wait and see what the track conditions say right now. Let's take a look. It says the track is good. The track will start off labeled good. No turf racing. Races 5, 6, 8, and 9 off the turf to the main. And the first race, of course, has been canceled. So the first post time for the first live race today, actually carded as the second race, but it'll be the first post time of the day. That's set at 1:44 p.m. Pacific time. 1:44 p.m. Pacific time, okay? Which is, of course, 3 hours earlier in the Pacific time zone. But it's sunny right now, and it's 75 degrees at Saratoga today. All right, first post time is 10:10 at Saratoga, and of course, no carryovers to speak of there. Then we go next to Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has a first post time of 11:10. 11:10 at Horseshoe Indianapolis, and we take a look at any of the carryovers there. Nope, no carryovers at Horseshoe Indianapolis today, and a first post time again of 11:10. 11:10 first post Horseshoe Indianapolis. Following that comes Presque Isle Downs. Presque Isle Downs has a first post time of 12 noon. 12 noon is the first post time Pacific time at Presque Isle Downs. They have a regular pick five carryover of $1,758 today at Presque Isle Downs. High noon, first post time there. And then we go to Louisiana Downs. Louisiana Downs has a first post time set at 2:05. 2:05 at Louisiana Downs. And following that, we wrap up the nine race menu today, racetrack menu, I should say, with Penn National. Penn National's first post time is at 2:45 today at Penn Nat. And that is the racing menu for today. All righty. Let's go out to Jonathan Hardin, who's standing by. Jonathan, you put away your umbrella, did you?
Put it away last night, Ralph. It was crazy. They had a storm come through. Actually, half the town still may not have electricity from what I heard. There were stores on the avenue today that weren't open because they had no electricity yet. And a lot of trees down, a lot of damage done, and they're off the turf, like you said. So that's the situation. Track is good. They must have had it sealed. It's open today. Problem is they're expecting more weather later in the afternoon, so we're going to have to stand by and see what happens.
Okay, but the changes as far as Saratoga have already been done, as far as the AP Smithwick being canceled. Of course, they'll reschedule that. That's a big stakes race, a grade one stakes race for the jumpers. And, of course, the turf race is now on the main track. So the second race, which would have been the first race for the flats, so to speak, is set at 1:44 your time, which works out to be 10:44 our time. 10:44 a.m. our time is the first post for the first race there at Saratoga today. Well, it's been an interesting go so far at Saratoga the first week there. It was a lot of everything for everybody, I think.
Yeah, they had some crazy results. They had some results that obviously made sense. It's been tough, no question about it, but it was only 1 week, so takes time to get into the groove. As time picks up, we'll pick up momentum, as will all the other people that play every day. They'll get the hang of the track. And the good news is, for the most part, we've had good weather. The only problem was opening day when they had to take the races off. And now starting the second week, they're going to have to take the races off. But other than that, the weather's been pretty good. It's been very hot and very warm. But the track is safe, no problems, no complaints, and let's keep it that way.
Well, yeah, there are no complaints, but I know that Mr. Chad Brown is a little upset with the racing, the track conditions. But then again, maybe he didn't get off to a start that he would like to. But, you know, all the top trainers, Tom Amos, Bill Mott, Sherry DeVoe is doing well, Shug McGahee. David Jacobson had a winner on Sunday, and of course Godolphin and Appleby when it comes to the stakes races on the turf. So they're spreading
and
it around.
Cox.
Yeah.
Brad Cox. Yeah, Pletcher's off to a little bit of a slow start for Pletcher, but again, it's early, Ralph. It's only been a week. Let's give it some time before we start throwing guys off the wagon.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's cyclical. We all know that. The best of the jockeys and the trainers go through these a lull period, so nothing to be really to be cautious about, or certainly worried about. That's for sure. John Lindo on his Lindo Report has been keeping track of where the winners are coming from at Saratoga. So, on his sheet today, he says the Saratoga opening week, 14 winners have come from Churchill Downs, 12 from Saratoga's Belmont meet, 9 from Aqueduct. One from Oak Lawn Park, one from Keeneland, Gulfstream, Delaware Park, and Finger Lakes all had one each. And there were first three first-time starters that won so far at Saratoga. So it's it looks like Churchill Downs is the one that has a good foundation for horses going to Saratoga.
Yeah, and it hasn't been like that, Ralph. In years past, the Churchill horses usually needed a race or work over the track, but they're coming right in and they're running, so... they're doing something different. Maybe they brought them in early and they're training over the track. I don't know what it is, but it's really unusual. The last couple of years, you'd always need a race if you came from Churchill. Not so much this year. Obviously, they're all running.
All right. You know, I got to take a look. I got to ask you a little bit about that 10th and final race at Saratoga on Sunday. They had a horse that finished first and then was placed last through a disqualification. And so what say you?
Well, you could speak to 50 people. This is really unusual. People seem to be split down the middle on this one, Ralph. The problem is there's no consistency. If Irod Ortiz was on that horse, I don't think he would ever have come down. The horse definitely drifted out, you know, a few paths. He only won by a nose. So I guess the DQ was somewhat warranted. But again, you need consistency, and unfortunately, the stewards these days, there just is no consistency. It really starting to look like it depends on who the riders are, who the trainers are, and that should never be the case.
Wow, are you kidding me? You think that that has some influence on the decision-making?
I would hope not. I would hope not, but, you know, that would be a terrible thing if it did.
Well, now,
you know, I always said for the longest time they should just have a replay center in Kentucky in a black-and-white TV where you can't see the colors. Don't even give the stewards any programs. Just let them look at the numbers and make the calls.
You know, but by your description, you say that the winner won by a nose. And if he did do even the slightest infraction, it could have made the difference.
Yeah, I believe, that's what I'm telling you. I've never seen so many different opinions where it's really split down the middle. Usually, there's strong opinions one way or the other. Not so much this time. People I respect, you know, thought he should have come down, and other people that I respect, you know, said that they don't take this horses down like this, you know, often, and they did. So
but
all I'm asking for is some consistency. That's all we want.
But the way they put it on the broadcast was first to last. You know, he might have impeded the second horse.
I don't know.
I think that's what happened. They went first to last on that. So we'll wait and see, that's for sure. But the official winner was right off Jerry, paying $13 even there. There were a lot of almost big monster prices on Sunday at Saratoga, as there often are. But the highest price.
Well, the winner was 25-1, Ralph, that they took down.
Yeah, the horse that finished first. Yeah, it was 25-1. Yeah, that was I believe Barnstorming, wasn't it? The name of the horse.
He was placed second, Ralph. I'm looking at the chart as we speak. Yes, Barnstorming. He was placed second. So
whoever told you he was last. Yeah. So it was. Okay. So he went, that makes sense. Okay, first to second, yeah. But still, if some of you. Or us had particularly that eight horse that was would have been alive in a pick five. That's a big blow when you get a 25-1 shot that gets disqualified and placed second. But never the case may be. We go on with it today, and there's we wipe that away. That's been long gone with a cocktail or two. So now we got a fresh start today, and this week at Saratoga. Your assessment of what to look for when we're handicapping at Saratoga that is different from the normal handicapping principles?
There is no difference. It's the same thing. You know, same rules basically apply. You would obviously would like to work or race over the track. By the way, that's going to really take prevalence at Del Mar. Del Mar, you must have a work or a race over the track. It's very hard just to come in, and when there are tracks like that, like Oakland, the same thing. Oakland shipping in from another track and just running that day or that race without having a work over the track, it's very tough to do. Del Mar is just like that. Obviously, not so much at Saratoga as you see the Churchill horses shipping in and winning. That's a little unusual this year, but I would pay attention to that. That's the most important thing to me anyway.
And that dimension of the ship and win perk for horses and trainers. I know that the first year when they had that ship and win, you know, it was kind of a lot of the horses that came in from out of town really, benefited from that. But the trainers in Southern California got a little bit wise in understanding that if they went out to other racetracks or sent horses to other racetracks for a starter's two and then brought them back, that they qualified for that as well. So now that's, that's a dimension that you have to look at and try to assess as well at Del Mar. What we're going to do on this show as we move through the week, folks, is between Jonathan and, of course, our handicappers, Richie, Jerry, and, of course, John Lendo. We'll be taking a look at some of the handicapping trends and angles that you should have for Del Mar, and one of them, as you know, Jonathan just stated. So we're going to go into that a little bit more, trends and statistics. And, of course, the betting menu. They got a hell of a betting menu going on at Del Mar this year. So we'll get into that in the next couple of days. But looking now at Saratoga for today, it looks like an interesting card. I don't know how many of the horses will be scratched out of the turf races. Of course, you got the main track onlys that you always have to watch for. And, again, when you see the also eligibles in races in the turf, especially at Saratoga, you got to look for the ones that are there for main track only. It's designated in the daily racing form as well, because they are entered for exactly the situation that now presents itself, a transfer from the turf to the main. And those horses are always tough in those races, aren't they, Jonathan?
Well, they're the real dirt horses in the race. The other horses were entered for turf. Yeah. You know, they'll keep them in. The fifth race today, for example, is down to a four-horse field. The two MTOs, the 10 and 11, drew in, and the one and the five stayed in. So the rest of them were out. Originally, it was 11-horse field down to four horses. Again, two were MTOs, and I would assume the winner is probably coming from either one of those MTOs. But
wow, that
they still got to win the race.
I fully understand that, but you're talking about that fifth race. That would be, of course, Value Area and Ichabod, right?
Right. They drew in. I mean, they stayed in, and the two MTOs drew in.
Okay. So we'll keep an eye on that, that's for sure. Well, Jonathan, where are we going with a horse or two?
Let's look at the eighth race today at Saratoga, Ralph. Originally scheduled for a mile on the turf, there are slate scratches, but eight horses still remain in the race. And I like the number five horse, Cap Ferret, three-year-old filly from the Safi Joseph barn. This filly had one start back in May at Gulfstream. She was a New York bred running at Gulfstream, so that was a little unusual. Not easy to win seven furlongs first out from the inside. However, she did. She's trained well. She's been at Saratoga, and she's been training over the track. 9-2 on the morning line. You probably get a shorter price than that because that was for the turf. They're on the main track. I like number five, Cap Ferret. ridden by Manny Franco for trainer Safi Joseph in today's eighth race out at Saratoga.
All right, and again, the five in the eighth race, Jonathan Ardoon's pick at Saratoga, race came off the turf and now on the main track. That's the New York Stallion Stakes Series, $150,000 race for this is the Statue of Liberty division, which, of course, is for the fillies. And again, you have the five in that eighth race. And if you would, because I know you have them in front of you, I do not, the scratches in that race for everybody.
Okay, you could take out the three, Solo Shot, take out the seven, Spirit of Esther, take out the nine, being Betty, take out the 10, Bossy Jeans, take out the 12, War Terminix. So in the eighth race, 3, 7, 9, 10, and 12 have all been scratched.
All right, and remember that the 11 are Starlight Dancer moves in from the also eligible list, and of course, it's a stakes race today, so these horses will, these fillies will all be in high gear to try to win that stakes race today. You like the five, Captain or Cap Ferrati?
Ferrat.
Cap Ferrat. Okay, good enough. That's the five in the eighth. Anything else?
That'll do it, Ralph. Oh, by the way, one winner at Monmouth Park on Sunday in their pick six, and they wanted it to last to Haskell Day, and someone gobbled it up, $300,000 and change on Sunday. So bad luck for them. Not that they needed anything special for Haskell Day, but it would have been interesting.
Oh, there's no question about that if you get that piled into there. I think it was either Churchill Downs or one of the racetracks that have a big day of racing on Saturday. Oh, Gulfstream Park, always waited to the Sunday for the mandatory payoff. I think that's a good move myself. I think
it is a very good move because the business is going to drop down off the big day they have on Saturday. It gives people an extra incentive to come back when they have the big carryover.
Yeah, with the big carryover and a mandatory at that, they'll get the crowd sticking around for the next day, that's for sure. But in any case, Monmouth Park will still have a great day of racing on Saturday. The Haskell is going to be a really good race.
They got a bunch of good races there, a couple of nice stake races, full field. So they're going to draw today, but the entries box is supposed to be full for Saturday. Let's hope it is.
Yeah, drawing today for the Haskell. We'll have more on that and the field tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. You got your Saratoga sheet available today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
Okay. After this next break, we're going to come back with Rich Eng, and of course, we got John Leno and Jerry J hanging in the wings. So don't go away as we begin our first show of this new racing week right here from Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and it's time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All I got to say, Richie, is I know that it's going to be 111 today, but it's going to feel like it's cooling down a lot for us, that's for sure.
Yeah, when I take my dogs out for a walk in the morning after the show, Ralph, when it's 95, 96, it almost feels cool compared to the 117, 120 we saw a week ago.
Yeah, well, right now it's about 92 degrees outside before the sun comes in pretty well. I know you're casting an eye at Saratoga, and of course you're getting ready for your daily handicapping in Southern California with Del Mar on Saturday, but any thoughts about what has happened so far at Saratoga that piques your interest?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to clue something in that starts back for me when I was working at Saratoga in the early 1980s, Ralph. We used to keep an eye out for the horses that shipped in from Finger Lakes and back then Suffolk Downs, when Suffolk Downs was still open, because mm-hmm. there were veteran trainers who would target a race at Saratoga and ship in for it and get the money. And, you know, what John Lindo does for the handicappers, the horse players, is really helpful where the winners are coming from. But keep an eye out on the Finger Lakes shippers, because some of those guys are very, very sharp, and they're pointing for a spot to take the money. So that's just a word to the wise.
Well, I know that there was, by virtue of John's tallying where the horses are coming from, we did this earlier in the show, that there was one winner so far at Saratoga that came from Finger Lakes. I don't know how many horses have come from Finger Lakes so far at Saratoga, but one has already got the money, that's for sure. Richie, I know that you comb the entire country each and every day to look for winners in your simulcast sheet. I imagine you have another one for today. And if you don't, do you have a pick for us today?
I do have a pick today, and just to let the viewers know, Thursday and Friday, I'll be having a simulcast plays of the day sheet. And then we'll start up with Del Mar on Saturday. Okay. As far as the pick for today, Ralph, let's go to Parks. Race number two is kind of a nondescript, claiming $10,000 race, going a mile and 70. I'm going to give out a closer, the number four, Unadulterated, 5-1 in the morning line. I think we'll get all of that. This horse, by accident or on purpose, was taken back to last place last time and then really closed strongly to finish second. I think it's a newer running style, and I think it could be effective today. Let's go with the four, Unadulterated, 5-1 at Parks, race two.
All right, 5-1 on the morning line, and a race that looks pretty wide open in a seven-horse field, at least before scratches. In the second race, you like four, Unadulterated, the four in the second race today at Parks Racing. And, of course, they have that carryover in their pick five there as well. And well, let's hope they are racing as they have right now. It was canceled yesterday because of the weather, but they're all systems are go today at Parks. Well, thanks a lot, Rich, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. And when we come back, we'll have John and Jerry, so don't go away on this Wednesday show. We'll be right back.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside. Or maybe you're in the mood for seafood. Big Sur Oyster Bar has fresh seafood prepared right before your eyes. Savor freshly shucked oysters, crab legs jambalaya, shrimp and lobster. Beers on tap and a selection of fine wines are perfect to pair with your seafood favorite. Whether lunch or dinner, you'll love this fun atmosphere located just off the casino floor. Ready to shake things up? Step back in time and treat yourself to one of the oldest restaurant chains in the country. Steak and Shake, famous for original mouth-watering steak burgers and hand-dipped milkshakes in a variety of flavors. For some old-fashioned fun, try Steak and Shake.
The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go out to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man, and I know that the weather is just nice in Southern California, and it's guys got to be jonesing right now. They got to be really anxious to get to Saturday, don't they?
Oh, they can't wait. Interest are being drawn today. I saw the two starting gates being driven down the 5 freeway yesterday. So we're getting ready down here for Del Mar.
Now, of course, in the ensuing days before Saturday, tomorrow and Friday, we're going to take a look at some of the trends and statistics that'll help us out for the Del Mar season. And, of course, talk about their wagering menu. I understand they have 15 different ways and pools to bet in at Del Mar, so we'll take a look at that as well. But I know you've been doing a lot of great work, your foundation handicapping for Saratoga, and it's starting to pay off, that's for sure, where the horses are coming from and everything else. And as we start the next week of racing at Saratoga, who were the stars of the first couple of days of the opening last week?
Well, as far as the jockeys go, Flavian Prat got off to a really nice start. 8 winners so far, and he's ahead of Arad and Jose Ortiz. They both have 5 wins. Tyler Gaffalione and Javier Castellano are up behind them. They have 4. So Flavian Prat, the one to catch so far as the jockeys go. Johnny Velasquez went 0-13 first week at Saratoga, so that's something to watch.
Yeah.
As far as the trainers go, a 4-way tie for the lead. Chad Brown, Cherie DeVoe, Bill Mott, and Mark Cassie, they all had 3 winners opening week.
Hey, fantastic. And, of course, Linda Rice is slow starting there at Saratoga, but she'll get with it, that's for sure. What about the favorites?
Favorites are right about the norm, 35% for the first week.
Yeah, and that's a good news, of course, for us players. Well, we got, of course, a rain that came through. The races are off the turf, and so we'll have scratches there, you know that. And the big race of the day was actually a steeplechase race. That race has been rescheduled, the stakes race there. But we do have a stakes race, a New York Stallion Series, the Statue of Liberty division for the three-year-old fillies. And that race was decimated by some scratches, but nevertheless, they'll run it on the main track at a mile.
Yeah, and I think one of the favorites, number two, Soshana, she handles dirt or the turf. So even though the race came off, I think she's going to be okay in there. And I think that the move to the main track did help Cap Ferrat, the horse that John Hardoon likes. She was very game winning her maiden race at Gulfstream Park. But keep an eye on her in the paddock. She was scratched about a week ago when she threw a fit trying to be saddled. So she's got a reputation for being hot-blooded. So keep an eye on her before you go to the windows.
Okay, the John Lindo's Linda Report today for Saratoga, available right here at the South Point, free of charge, exclusively here, only here at the South Point. Complimentaries in the race book here, the John Lindo's Linda Report today for Saratoga, featuring all of the great stuff that he has on each and every report. And again, it's free here at the South Point Racebook because, hey, look, they love horse players here. John, a pick.
Let's go to the third race. So this is two-year-olds, and the number one horse, Vehemente, is going to be heavily bet in here off of Bullet Work at Saratoga with a good first-time starter, Stallion and Vacoma. But I like a horse that's been stabled at Saratoga the whole time, and that's number seven, Bella Coase from the Jeremy Englehart stable. Hasn't missed a beat. The workouts are very steady, not fast, but they're building a foundation. You get Manny Franco to ride here, an outside post, as opposed to being drawn on the rail with a favorite. 6-1 on the morning line for a barn that does win first time out. Number seven, Bella Coase, race number three, Saratoga.
All right, third race at Saratoga, number seven, Bella Coase at 6-1 on the morning line is John Lindo's pick. And John, get started with that handicapping. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, now we're going to Jerry Jackowitz to wrap up the show. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralphie.
Well, same thing to you. Saratoga playing out the way you thought it would?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, you know, and I've said this before, mm-hmm. and I'll say it again, I hate that they just take the horses off the turf just because it rained a little bit. Horses should be able to run on yielding and good conditions on the turf. But,
yeah, maybe they
don't want to do that.
They might be a little bit more relaxed towards the end of the meet, but they got a long meet yet to go on that turf course. So that
you know, some big turf courses that they can spread over a lot of areas.
You're right.
I don't buy that.
As players, we certainly like that. Okay, well, your power page today for Saratoga. What are you doing for us today?
Well, I'm going to take you to the seventh race today, Ralph. But before I do, I just want to mention that if you're playing John's horse in the third race, I have a star horse in that race. You might hook it up and make an exacta box or
something
like that.
Yeah.
But let's go to the seventh race. She's awesome. Looks like she'll really like the, in fact, clearly likes the wet going. I have her as a P for potential, but I really think she's an M horse, and I could probably rate her up higher. She's 6-1 in the morning line. I'm sure she'll go down to 2-1 with this form. Mm-hmm. I'll take the four. Uh-oh, I made a mistake here. Over the 1, 5, 6, and 10.
All right. So the four is She's Awesome with Tyler Gaffleon for Rudy Rodriguez. The four is your key. And again, you've got the one, I'm Buzzy, at 8-1. You got the five, Deck of Cards, at 6-1. You got the six, Jackie the Joker, at 15-1. And the 10, there's a silver lining at 2-1, which is the favorite, the Mike Maker trainee there. So you got the...
Right, and I want to add in the 7 just for a touch as well, Abrogada.
Okay, and that is, of course, IRAD riding there. That makes all the sense in the world. So you got the 4 over 1, 5, 6, 7, and 10, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and the 4, of course, is at 6-1 on the morning line. We got to remind everybody out there that Jerry J's power pages for all the races today at Saratoga, and of course... Remember, on a day like today, look for the P's and the M's on there. Potential off track, and definitely the M's are good on the off track. The power page is available at jerryjspowerpage.com, that's for sure. All right, Jerry, well, we're going to wrap up the show by taking a look. Of course, we're going to crank it up, and by Saturday, we'll be having races at Del Mar at Saratoga and the big Haskell card at Monmouth Park. So we're just starting another great week of racing here from Las Vegas for everybody out there. And you have one more.
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody we have a summer special for Del Mar. Check it out on my website.
You got it, my man. Say it.
Have a great race. race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.